Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, one of Ireland's biggest childcare providers is warning of crisis in the sector, saying soaring staff costs and shortages are leaving many providers on the brink of closure. Karen Klintz is founder and chief executive of Tigers Childcare, whose 19 separate centres provide care for over 2,000 children. And she's with me now. Karen, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hi, Cormac. Thanks for having me.
Let's start at the start, as they say, because the way the government funds childcare is quite complicated. So you might briefly explain the three ways that funding happens first.
There's three sources of funding. So the first source of funding we have since 2010 is the ECC programme, and that's so that children can attend for a free preschool year from 2 years, 9 months for up to 2 years. And that's kind of, I suppose, available to all. And then we have the introduction of the Affordable Childcare Scheme, which is a means-tested fund, which allows, I suppose, parents who want to have their child in registered childcare to be able to come. And it's means-tested depending on your income. So people kind of have a lower socioeconomic bracket of 60,000 and below get a good bit of their childcare costs covered. Mm-hmm. And everyone else to a universal scheme gets now €170 a month.
And the government is saying that 2023 is the first year, Karen, that more than €1 billion of taxpayers' money has been allocated to early earning and childcare. So why the crisis?
The crisis is, I suppose, the soaring costs that are involved, particularly at the wage end of things. So we obviously had the introduction of an ERO, which is, you know, mandatory for us to pay certain wages to our colleagues, which was a step, of course, in the right direction. We want to see colleagues with proper pay and remuneration. That's what keeps them within the sector. But that has just jumped ferociously since that introduction. And so we're not paying at that level anymore. We're paying way above. But we receive funding from government through a core funding that comes directly to us as providers, and it's just not covering the costs. And I suppose
it's not covering the costs, or is it that it's eating into profits?
One or the other is the same. If you eat into profits in childcare, the first thing that has to go is quality. You know, to be able to run a quality early years service costs a certain amount of money. And where you eat into kind of the profits, which, you know, there's not huge profits when you're on a centre by centre basis. You eat into those, all that you're going to do is affect quality provision for children. And that's something we don't want to see happening. But these costs are actually soaring so much that you're not even talking about eating into profits. You're actually talking about eating into the sustainability of services.
So you're talking about vast closures then if something isn't done.
Absolutely. The pressures on providers, like, I'm a multi-site operator, I'm quite unusual in the Irish space. 85% and above of operators are single standalone operators running a service themselves, possibly working in the service because they just can't get the colleagues. And so they're working long days with huge administrative overheads now with core funding and keeping on top of all the information that needs to go back to government. And I suppose then when it becomes, you know, completely unprofitable, they're just wondering why are they doing it anymore. And that's, you know, I suppose at the forefront of seeing it, you know, we are seeing closures, you know, on all of the forums online, people now after the announcement this week saying, I won't be opening from September onwards.
But other people saying, I'm going. Yeah, I just wonder that the department has a different story, Karen. They're saying that the most recent data since core funding was introduced shows that the number of service closures has reduced significantly compared to previous years. So maybe core funding is working.
It's certainly not. I mean, I think you'd have to look at the amount of opens versus the amount of closures. There were a lot of closures previous to core funding coming in, but there's certainly not a growth. And I can tell you that because I have a service sitting out in Dodderbrook in Dublin 18 that has been sitting there for now over a year. I can't open it because I can't staff it. And that's in it where we don't have enough childcare places. Government data is also completely out of date all the time when they're looking at it. So, I spoke directly to government 2 weeks ago and I was told that decisions will be made on, you know, increasing significant increases to core funding when government could have their hands on our first returns for annual returns, which won't be until October 2023. And then core funding will change in, you know, September 2024.
Yeah.
When they, by the time they change it, it's out of date.
And how much of a hit have you taken in terms of profit then because of all of this?
Well, to give you an idea of kind of increasing costs, I've had increased costs to recruitment of 85%, to heating and utilities of 90%. Mm. I've had, you know, over the last 2 years, I've had increases to pay of 8%, 9% of the ERO, and then 8% again, which I'm going to have to start to pay from next month,
yeah,
just to keep my staff. So I mean, what you're talking about is the increase to core funding this year is 0.5% of my revenue line.
And
fees
profits
frozen.
Are down by how much, would you know, ballpark?
You're probably talking about 10-15% of our profit margin down now. And
isn't
this
it amazing,
is where
though,
small
that,
profit margins.
Yeah, I know, I appreciate that. But isn't it amazing that some costs, like energy, can be up 85%, labour costs can be up 10% almost in some cases, year on year as well, and that you still have a profit reduction of just 10%? It's not bad, is it?
Well, it is when you're talking about profit margins of 20 to 25% per service.
No, I know, but what you're saying is that you're not making enough. It's not, you're not saying that I'll go out of business.
Well, you will if it continues. That's the thing. You will.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you can't operate a business, you know, on those small profit margins.
Yeah, okay.
It's unsustainable.
We've got a statement, Karen, from the Department of Children. I'll read some of it. They say core funding is a budget of €259 million in full year costs for 1 year of the programme. For the second year of operation, core funding will increase by €28 million, an 11% increase to a total of €287 million. The department used the most recent data available to allocate this funding, with data emerging from current operations of services from March 23, underpinning the recently announced allocation model for year two, as well as the most up-to-date macroeconomic projections, they say. And finally, they say any service experiencing difficulty and who'd like support are encouraged to contact their city or county childcare committee to access case management support. So there you have an option.
Well, there's no option. You can only actually access those services when you are unsustainable.
Okay.
So when you're not making profits anymore, which is obviously way too late at that stage.
So there seems to be a fundamental problem here somewhere. Karen Clins, founder and CEO of Tigers Childcare, thank you very much indeed.